Sky News Centre at 3. Breaking news this hour, former England captain Ray Wilkins has died at the age of 61. George Alderman reports.
The ex-Chelsea, Manchester United and Rangers midfielder suffered a heart attack last week and passed away in hospital this morning. Wilkins started his career at Chelsea, going on to become the club's captain, assistant coach and caretaker manager. He won the FA Cup with Manchester United in 1983 and the Scottish title with Rangers in 1989. He captained his country 10 times. Chelsea say everyone at the club is devastated and that he'll be dreadfully missed.
78-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murdering a burglar who was in his home. He called police from southeast London in the early hours of this morning after a 38-year-old man died from stab wounds. Police in Greater Manchester have found the body of a newborn baby in a field. It was discovered in the Haywood area at around 7 a.m. Boris Johnson is facing criticism after the Foreign Office deleted a tweet claiming scientists confirmed Russia was the source of the nerve agent used in the Salisbury attack. Experts at Porton Down have since confirmed they can't identify for sure where it came from. 1,400 jobs have been secured at a Vauxhall plant in Luton after the parent company decided to build a new van there. The union says £170 million is being invested and 450 posts will also be created, although that hasn't been confirmed. The new Vivaro van will replace the current model from 2019. Keith is a supervisor on one of the production lines.
It certainly is a nice bit of news for everybody working here. New jobs, it means that we can develop and continue to grow and hopefully secure a longer future here within the plant.
And Beano has accused the Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg of masquerading as one of its cartoon characters. The politician's been likened to Dennis the Menace's arch-enemy Walter Brown. The children's comic has written to him, saying it breaches copyright and has asked him to cease and desist. That's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Charlie Maggs.